We're all watching, hoping that today turns out to be the beginning of the end of this economic and environmental disaster. About a mile beneath where I'm standing right now, they're running diagnostic tests of the well. If everything turns out well, they will try to close that well in. And if the well can take the pressure, then they will have successfully capped this well for the first time since this disaster began. So that test they're running today is going to be all important to determine if they can close that well, if they can stop that oil, and if they can keep it contained until they drill those relief wells that could be online in a couple of weeks.
Mr. Amiri disappeared about a year ago, actually in June 2009, in Saudi Arabia. And for this whole time, the Iranians have claimed he was abducted by the CIA. The U.S. had maintained that he was not abducted.
Mr. Amiri has been in the United States of his own free will, and he is free to go. In fact, he was scheduled to travel to Iran yesterday, but was unable to make all of the necessary arrangements to reach Iran through transit countries. In contrast, Iran continues to hold three young Americans against their will, and we reiterate our request that they be released and allowed to return to their families on a humanitarian basis.
Possibly a third bomb could have gone off, or a third attack could have gone off. Already, the death toll here in Uganda is 74. There are scores injured, Stan. And there's a developing, this story is in fact developing. That bar is in Kampala. In fact, they found a device inside the bar and also outside of the bar, a separate device. So possibly two separate devices. One, the police says, is a suicide vest that could have been exploded late Sunday night. And we could expect the death toll to rise. We're watching loved ones at the hospital just down the road trying to find out what had happened to their relatives. And not all of the people have been accounted for. At least 35 still missing from these deadly suicide attacks here in Kampala.
I can't say I'm not worried, but it's not a question of worry. We have been at war, as you know, in this region where the eye in a storm for decades we have been fighting.
Yankees owner George Steinbrenner is being remembered as a giant in the world of sports, a self-confessed tough boss. Steinbrenner died today after a massive heart attack. He had just turned 80 on July 4th. Steinbrenner bought the Yankees in 1973 and was the longest tenured owner in Major League Baseball. The team won seven World Series titles under his ownership.